Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission is to equip you with answers to share the hope that you have within you, because life and truth matter. Why? Because being armed with truth will equip you to counter the corrosive worldviews at work in our world today, while experiencing the authentic Christian life will make you a winsome witness of the purpose of life, which is to experience union with God and Christ, both for today and for all eternity. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us online at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's always good to be in studio as we dispense not only truth, but life. Christianity is not just an explanation. It is an experience that one can have with the living, resurrected Christ. In fact, as believers, a spark of the divine has fallen into us so that we can say we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. But how do we truly become partakers of the divine nature, those who genuinely experience God? So often we are beguiled by the notion that all Christianity is a trip down an aisle or a confession of faith. But it is so much more than that. It is a living, vibrant relationship with the living Lord of the universe. We are not only saved by the death of Jesus Christ, but we are saved unto the life of Jesus Christ. Christ came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Again, dispensing not only truth, but life. Monday through Friday, right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and we deeply appreciate those who support this ministry prayerfully and financially. Without your support, we simply could not do what we do. A lot of you hanging on, we'll go right to the phone calls. First up is Ian, listening in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hi, Ian.
Hey, good to talk to you. Been a supporter for a while and just got going through the Apocalypse Code for the second time and just got Flight. So real happy with all your books and products that you provide us with. My question is, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, the other day about, of course, the rapture and all that good stuff. But I was finding evidence for, through the Apocalypse, some of your thoughts in there. But one thing he brought up, and I told him I would get back to him with your answer, he said, if Nero is the mark of the beast in Revelation 19:20, if he is in Revelation 19:20, it says that the beast and his prophet will be thrown into the lake of fire alive. He said, if Nero committed suicide, how does that jive?
Well, remember the imagery that you have in Revelation chapter 19 is actually borrowed from the story of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, who are destroyed in fire and brimstone, and is combined as well with the rebels Korah and Dathan and Abiram, who along with their households were swallowed up by the earth's mouth. And so what John is doing now is taking that imagery and reworking it. And in doing that, he is describing how both the beast, and the beast does not only involve an individual, but an institution, in this case, the Roman Empire, and the woman who rides the beast, apostate Israel, how those who set themselves up against God, against the bride of Christ, the purified bride, the 144,000, the full complement of God's people from every tongue and every tribe and every people, how they are ultimately going to be destroyed. So the language itself is judgment language that pretends the judgment of those that set themselves up against the people of God or true Israel. And that is essentially the story of Revelation in general. you have the Roman Empire, the beast, and of course the head of the Roman Empire is in view as well. But when the beast is being talked about, oftentimes it is the Roman Empire in its entirety that is in view, because the Roman Empire itself sets itself up against the people of God to destroy the people of God, as well as the woman who rides the beast, or apostate Israel. But both of them are going to come to the end of judgment, and that's the point that's being made. And by the way, that point is made by futurists as well. The only thing that they do then is they take the whole scenario and move it up 20 centuries.
Okay, well, Hank, I always listen to you, and I really appreciate you getting back to me. It's just a wonderful answer, and I will let him know what you said.
Thank you so much for researching and returning. That's a great model that Ian just gave to all of us. If you don't have an answer to a question, research and return. And all of us are faced day by day with questions that we simply don't know the answer to, and we must humbly say, I don't know the answer to that question. Let me find out what it is and come back, and we'll talk some more. And in that way, you yourself become an ever sharper tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit in rightly dividing the word of truth and dispensing truth in life to a lost and searching world. I want to go right back to the phone lines, talk to Catherine, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I was just wondering, I went through a divorce a while back, and during that time, I asked God to help me understand, and he actually revealed another man to me whom I had never met, and since then divorce was finalized, and this man actually has shown up in my life. And I'm just wondering, was that the Holy Spirit leading me? Because I did not want the divorce, but it was finalized, and years later now, is this the Holy Spirit leading me and guiding me?
Well, I don't know all the details, Catherine, but it may very well be, and on the other hand, it may very well be not. I think what you need to do in this case is make sure that you get good counsel in a healthy, well-balanced church. We are never isolated as Christians. We're part of a family, and that family functions in such a way that we need one another. And so to get the counsel of people that love you within the community of faith, I think is really, really important, because they can look at the circumstances not only surrounding your divorce and perhaps the reality that there's no possibility of reconciliation at this point. You can't reassemble the egg, as it were. And it may very well be that God is opening another door for a relationship that involves marriage. But on the other hand, it may be that that very thing may violate biblical principles. And that's why, again, it's good to get godly counsel within the context of the community of saints.
Okay. That all makes perfect sense. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Steve, San Mateo, California. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Hank. Yeah, I have a question regarding what you were speaking with to your caller about the beast in Revelation and the woman who's riding upon the beast. And you mentioned that the woman represents an apostate Israel. Could you elaborate on that a little bit more, explaining it?
Yeah,
is it possibly a false religion of some kind?
No, you know, the whole idea, I mean, if you look at the Old Testament and remember that Revelation is 404 verses, 278 of those verses are derived from Old Testament passages. And as I pointed out to Ian earlier on in the broadcast, those passages are not just simply conscripted and then used in their former state, but oftentimes they are modified for John's purposes in the book of Revelation. But throughout the Old Testament, you see images that the prophets give of Israel that is called to be a light to the nations, but instead prostitutes herself with the nations. And so she becomes the great prostitute rather than being the light and the legitimate bride of Christ, or true Israel. She becomes prostituted. And so the imagery is used by John in the book of Revelation to contrast the purified bride with the prostituted bride. And therefore, John in Revelation uses the language of mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth. And he gives us a picture not only of a beast, but the woman that rides the beast. The beast is not only the emperor in view in any epoch of time, but it is also the empire that sets itself up against the people of God, much like Egypt did in the Old Testament, or Babylon did in the Old Testament, so Rome did in this epoch of time in the first century. But prostituted Israel also sets herself up against true Israel and persecutes the bride of God. And that bride is, of course, delineated in Revelation chapter 21. I have to leave it at that. Coming up to station break, we'll be right back in just a few moments with more answers. Stay tuned.
What do you do when you don't know the answer to a question? Research and return is Hank Hanegraaff's policy when asked a question on the Bible Answer Man that he is unsure of, something we should all practice when we are unsure of an answer. The new 2024 revised and expanded collector's edition of the Complete Bible Answer Book is a testament to the policy of research and return, as each answer has been revisited and meticulously researched to ensure the utmost of biblical and theological accuracy. To receive your copy of Hank Hanegraaff's The Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Expanded, just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping, life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. Don't go away, Hank Hanegraaff. We'll be right back. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is the comprehensive collection of the most often asked questions Hank Hanegraaff has received throughout his four decades as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. With more than 500,000 copies already in print, this newly revised and expanded Collector's Edition helps seekers and skeptics alike sort through the truth on topics such as reliability of the Bible, religions and cults, the resurrection and afterlife, and many more issues vital to a better understanding of God in Christ and our relationship to Him. To receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Expanded, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. To find out more about the materials mentioned on the show, call a CRI resource consultant toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Our website is also an excellent reference destination to help you. Just go to equip.org and find articles by Hank, books, CDs, and DVDs, and all the latest news on your faith in our world. Again, that's equip.org. And now, once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thanks so much, Randy. And back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Mark in High River, British Columbia, Canada, listening on the web. Hi, Mark.
How you doing, Hank? I do have a couple questions. I'm just trying to compare and contrast. I know you have good things to say about David Jeremiah, and I know you've kind of put behind the Left Behind series. Do you believe in partial preterism? I believe, if I understand you correctly, could you explain kind of, you know, how so many good, solid Bible-believing Christians would have such a difference on end-time events? I'm not saying that, you know, an airplane is going to be deserted by both pilots and crash, but how do we explain end-time events in light of everything?
I coined a phrase, and that phrase is exegetical eschatology, or for short, E squared, and I did that to underscore that above all else, I am deeply, deeply committed to a proper method of biblical interpretation rather than to any particular model of eschatology. In other words, the plain and proper meaning of a biblical passage should always take precedence over a particular eschatological presupposition or paradigm. And the reason that I do not hold to, let's say, the Left Behind series paradigm is I simply do not hold to the notion that God has two distinct people with two distinct plans necessitating two distinct phases of the second coming, a secret coming followed 7 years later by an identifiable second coming. In other words, by a time frame which one can mark out on their calendar, as the Left Behind series supposes. Because if you know when the secret coming of Jesus Christ has taken place, you can also then know when the second coming of Jesus Christ is going to take place. But the reason I object to the whole principle is the notion that somehow or other, after the Jews are herded into the Holy Land, two-thirds of them are going to be slaughtered in a bloody holocaust for the sins of their fathers, which is precisely what is supposed by people like Tim LaHaye. They call this the time in which the Jews are going to experience the absolute most horrifying apocalypse in their entire history. And again, this is because they are now going to pay for the sins of their fathers. In fact, Tim LaHaye of the Left Behind series uses the biblical monikers the Day of Israel's Calamity to codify what he eerily describes as Antichrist's final solution to the Jewish problem. Again, I'm quoting him directly. And like Hal Lindsey, he is convinced that this time of national suffering for Jews will be far worse, these again are his words, than the Spanish Inquisition of the 16th century or even the Holocaust of Adolf Hitler in the 20th century. According to LaHaye, the time of Jewish tribulation will be a nightmarish reality beyond imagination. Here's precisely how he puts it. Take the horror of every war since time began, throw in every natural disaster in recorded history, cast off all restraints so that the unspeakable cruelty and hatred and injustice of man towards his fellow men can fully mature and compress all of that into a period of 7 years, even if you could imagine such a horror, it wouldn't approach the mind-boggling terror and turmoil of the tribulation. And of course, he believes that that tribulation is something that is imminent. In other words, is going to happen in the very, very near future. He has set some dates in previous times. Of course, they didn't come to pass, but he is still under the impression that we're living in the very shadow of that terrible tribulation in which the Jews are going to be butchered in a bloody Holocaust. Well, there's no warrant biblically for that whatsoever. And I think that the whole of the Old Testament precludes the notion that the sins of the fathers are going to be then visited upon the sons. If you read Ezekiel chapter 18, each person is responsible to God for their own sin. And this is not just a singular passage, but in this particular case, an entire chapter devoted to underscoring not only that point, but that profound reality. So there are many differences that I would have. I mean, I believe that true Israel is represented by the true people of God in every single epoch of time. It's not determined by race, but relationship to Yahweh, the God of Israel, ultimately revealed in Jesus Christ. And therefore, true Israel is the one chosen community of God from every language and from every tribe and nation under heaven, the full complement of God's people on both sides of the cross. So it's one chosen people, one covenant community, beautifully connected by the cross and illustrated by the Apostle Paul by a cultivated olive tree. I've written about this in some detail in my book, The Apocalypse Code. You can find that on the web at equip.org. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to John in Hollywood, California. Hi, John.
Hi, Hank. Thank you very much for everything.
You're welcome.
My fiance is having a lot of grief right now because we have to put her dog to sleep tomorrow. And I'm trying to comfort her. And I read the Bible, and I do know that God shows compassion on creatures that aren't humans. But do they go to be with God in eternity? Do they have any sort of eternal life? Does it mention it?
Well, I've written about this in a couple of different places, including my book, Afterlife, but there's absolutely no reason to suspect that there will not be animals in heaven. Animals were in paradise, lost, and therefore we can safely presume that they will also be in paradise, restored. Now, we don't know by direct revelation in Scripture that petted animals, the animals we call our pets, are going to be in heaven, but there's nothing in the Bible that would preclude that possibility. And certainly I, for one, along with many other Christian thinkers throughout the centuries, have believed that these animals that we have loved and cherished on earth will be in the new heavens and new earth as well. Remember that paradise lost is paradise restored. It's not as though God is going to scrap this universe. No, he's going to redeem this universe. It now groans in travail, Paul says in Romans chapter 8, waiting its liberation from bondage to decay. But when it is liberated, it is going to be this universe that is liberated, just as when we're resurrected, it is our bodies that are resurrected. Now, that does not necessitate that every atom is restored, but there is continuity between the body that was and the body that will be. And thus, we can know that the universe will be restored, we will be restored, and in the new restored universe, God, again, will have plants and animals just as he did in Paradise Lost.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. I want to go back to the phone lines. Rich next. He's listening in Anderson, South Carolina. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Hank. I wanted to know if I had to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in order to be saved when speaking in tongues.
Well, if you are saved, you have the indwelling Spirit. In fact, you are, as Peter put it, a partaker of the divine nature. That does not mean that you are by nature God, but you have the indwelling Christ, and you are being conformed to the image of Christ. The Spirit dwells within you. Your temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, having said that, while you are indwelt by the Spirit, you must continuously pray that you are infilled by the Spirit, which is another way of saying being empowered, daily being empowered for service, not only for service, but also for union with God, such that you commune with the living God that dwells within you. So this is one of the realities of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, but there are those in a Pentecostal tradition who will say that there is a second blessing, and that second blessing is evidenced by speaking in tongues, and I simply disagree with them. Again, this is not an essential over which we part company, but certainly it is a strong point of disagreement. I don't think that there's a second blessing. I think there's a third blessing and a fourth blessing. In other words, we need to continually be infilled with the Spirit, which is empowered for service, which is to say, daily when I come into the studio, I need a fresh empowerment of the Holy Spirit so that what I do is not by might nor by power, but rather by His Spirit. We're going to have to leave it at that. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember our contact information as we close the broadcast on the web, equip.org. Via the mail, it's Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000 in the letter CRI. So long for now. Look forward to seeing you with more of the show next time.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order the Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI.